Binnen, weil ich keinem will, nehmen wir auch die Bier ihres Nisse. Und die Gabret meist noch, die Pschitterei meist noch, die Psabterei. Bei der Reise bestellt die auch, wenn wir Bier bei ihm gegessen. Wo die Scholachel ist, so wie Trummo mit der Abonnen. Und mit der Abonnen heuer, wie die Blimseire, dann kann ich nicht mehr. Die mit Bier bestellt die auch, viel mit der Abonnen, die Scheibochtas Zimpen. Mischum, die Heim, oder man schießt bei Käse, auch im Kind Beit geht. Und man kann auch immer Rätsel loben, wie Käse auf Namen weckerli Meichaschli Simpen. Geht mir vor, ich bin gemocht. Zusche bei uns, mache ich was bei Trumme. Pirisch akuntre, die Nisse ist beschiette, die Kula auch mit Meidl, ich hasch in Simpen. Den auch im Schießt bei Käse, auch im Kind Beit geht, wie Jörg, wie Kibro. Wie kosche man sche Pirisch bei Kuntre, es da ja bei Nisse ist, doch ich bohre bin und jasche, wo der das nächste. Wie ich die Asche, that's the Pschattenrasche, of course that's the Pschattenrasche. Doch, komm mal, keiche, die mir zu ihm pschittere, die Ochle, die Kula und die Mäde. Die hat ihm schäße, wie keiße, und kein Bietke, Bietke. So be a even if we assume that there is nice, but the same one that supplies. Och, ein Name in den Boiler, und kein Bietke, wie noch ein Mäse, Bilose, Bilasnus. war ein Rampirisch, die auch gekommen. Maschifo. Weil, nein, ich schien wie Osso und Machiloso betrommo, Akil und Natire, Kaspo Machiloso, Afilo und Rabon. Zusche wie Osso, Machiloso und Natire, in Idin, sche Kaspo Machiloso, Afilo und Rabon. ומייר שפי הביבי שלא ירוויחו So what does Rabbi Yulim Seira say? Rabbi Yulim Seira said that Rabbi Yulim Seira said But of course, on the Reise level, so there was no machlokes between Rabbi Yulim Seira and Ben Bagbag. They both agreed that the Arusa is a chalek b'trum. But the machlokes was on the Rabbono level. So Rabbi Yulim Seira was also made it that mit Rabbono and Arusa in certain situations, so cannot eat trumon. Only where there is a choshe of Shemot Timzik, but where there is no choshe of Shemot Timzik, then we're not cheshish for simpenis. Whereas, and the deducedik alochemea from Shifoknainis, the justice we are not cheshish for simpenis. Mit der Rabbon, legabische Verkleines, we don't have to be cheshish for simpenis, for mummy. Legabin shoira. And Ben Bagbag rejected that kawachema. That's a kawachema b'derachas machte anyway. So he rejected that kawachema. And he said that whereas by shifakneinis, by avodim, we are not chishish for simpenis because it's not chayach by avodim, but by isho we are chishish for simpenis. And Rabbi Ben Seira is not chishish for simpenis even by isho. He is only chishish for shema timzik. So that's why Rabbi Yulim Seira says that the Aruse ordinarily cannot eat in Trumo because of the Choshe of Shema Timzik until she is Nechneses Lechopo. Now, in the Mishnah in Ksuves, Daf Nun Zayin mentions the Mishnah Rishaino and the Mishnah Achreino. die Mischne Rishenu says, in Ksuvis darf man sein, that an Aruse cannot eat in Truma mit Rabbonon until the set date has arrived. But the moment the set date has arrived, even though the wedding did not take place yet, so she can start eating in Truma. She started eating in Truma. And then the Mishnah Achrina says that even after the set date, the date set for the wedding, has arrived, but if the wedding did not take place, so then she still is asur l'acho b'truma. So the Gemara says, what's the nafkamine between the lomdes of the Mishnah Rishenu and the lomdes of Mishnah Achrina? So the Gemara says in Ksuves, according to Mishnah Rishenu, the only reason is why the Chachamim said, and now we say cannot eat in Trumo is because of the possibility of Shemotim Zeik Keis Liochi Olacheis. So once the set date has arrived, so then we are not afraid. We don't anticipate such a contingency of Shemotim Zeik. Because then she already feels close to her house and she's already a little alienated from her family. She's already moving out. Even if she didn't move out, but she's already a little alienated. The set date has already arrived. After all, the house didn't break off the shidduch. He couldn't break off the shidduch, he has to give her a get. I mean, he's an oros. He doesn't intend to give her a get, so he intends to go through with the wedding. But not on the set date, a little later. But she already feels alienated from her brothers and sisters. So remember, there is no choshe of Shemotim Zikos. Mashenki, the Mishnah Achrina holds that the reason as to why an Aruse cannot eat Trumo is because of the possibility of Simpenes. So even if the set date has arrived, until the Chuppe actually takes place, there is still a possibility of Simpenes. Now, here the Gemara, so there the Gemara says in so many words, that if we say like Mishnah Achrina that she's asur l'acho b'truma until she's nechnesses l'chuppe, so then we have to apply the Tam of Simpenes. And if we don't apply the Tam of Simpenes, we only apply the Tam of Vule, then we have to say like the Mishnah Rishenu. So the question arises again in this Gemara. Here the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudim Seira says, that ordinarily an Arusa cannot eat in Trumo until she is in Chneses Lechupo. That means, he doesn't say, until Tagiyah's man, but actually comes the hope. So Rabbi Yudim Seira is saying like the Mishnah Achrina, according to the Mishnah Achrina, so the Tam has to be Mishum Simpenes. How is it Rabbi Yudim Seira mentions the Tam of Uri? Very strong kasha. Achikonis lechupe mishum yule, minino kashikonis lechupe, mashma dahanik mishna achayne, difirik afalpi, sheine cheles bagos hazman, achikonis lechupe, viteine difirik afalpi, pliga meroye bin mishna rishayno, sheine cheles bitruma chayigi hazman, im mishum yule, im mishum yisimpe, afil hoche, bin mishna achayne, Pyramide, die Tannenmischung sind. Ki diese Hosom, die Kamarosom, Ubas Reise mischum Simpein, Wora Koma mischum Duhe, Dahani mischum Shemo, Yimsigu. Wie ich lehna, hat sich die Konnesle Chuppe, Lavdaschke. Er hat sich ja die Asman, auch nicht nur geschehen. Und viel, ich habe ja nur Asman, Regierung, was ist Chuppe, nur kein Chuppe. So dieses ist, in noch ein Name, er kommt, Rabbinen, Seire, he holds like the Mishnah Rishene. And why does the Rabbinen, Seire say, at Tikkunis Lechupe? He doesn't mean Tikkunis Lechupe Mamesh. At Yagi Azman, Sheboi, him Tzrichim Tikkunis Lechupe. Fische, agweis as mine, las is chuppe, no ka chuppe. Ve arav reb moishe min aveine mi forej, ach di konis le chuppe. So we have new baroteisves, I mean, that we don't find, I mean, arav reb David, arav reb moishe min aveine, I mean, these are baroteisves that we don't find commonly in the tastes. Rav Rav Meshim Naveine Miforesh. As a matter of fact, I don't know, Vahararam could also be, I don't know, that's a Samach or a final name, I mean, at the end, I don't know. If it had been in Svatora, I would have to call it Tinik, but this is not in Svatora. So I don't know whether it's a Samach or a name, a final name. Okay. Rav Rav Meshim Naveine Miforesh, Asher Konis Lechupo, Havadavke. Not like the first tells in Teisves, that Konis Lechupo means that she Yegi Azman, Shebei Tzrichim Likonit Lechupo. Because Sobari Rav Dugozo Mikore Mishum Diulehem, משום סימפן לא ימסכים להגזיר ולהסעיר, עד שיקונס לחופה, שערי מומים לא ישכיחה, וריב נושים אין באמון. סאו, הרב רמי שמן אבונם, he says that עד שתיקונס לחופה יש דווקא, הוא רבי למסיר עושה תיקונס לחופה, ינעבור איזה רבי למסיר הולץ לה למשנה אחרי נהם. תיקוסוב ארי לב דגוזר מיקורם, משום דאולה, משום סימפה לא ימסרים, ליגזר ולא יסייע. עד שתיקונס לחופה, שערי מומים לא ישכיחה, ורבנו שמים באמון. אחר שישכירו לגזר משום דאולה שגוזו בתחילת הגוי זמן משום שמו ימציגו קייס לא חילוח איסו העריכו הגזיר עשו די אקסטנדד משום ואיריך עד החופה משום סימפה הולו כבר הוצרוכו לגזר עד הגוי הזמן משום דאולה ולקח תורתם בדיולה, שהוא יקרא דבר. שהרב מרנישנה אבינה מנשן זה בתחילש. He says that רב יהודה בן מאיר holds like the Mishnah Achren. But then the question arises, according to the Mishnah Achren, so the whole time the whole time is because of Simpe, and here Rabbi Ben Psira says the time is because of Shemuel Timzik Keis Lochil Achiso. So the answer is the Mishnah Achreine holds Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira holds that true, he agrees with the Mishnah Achrayne, but the primary tam as to why the Chachomim were misakei and Aruse shouldn't eat Ume is because of Shematimzik. Because Simpeine is a Milser Lishriach. But once the Chachomim had to ask the Aruse in eating Ume until Hagos Hazman because of Shematimzik, so then they extended this man because of Simpenis also. But the whole Takone would never have been enacted exclusively because of Simpenis. Because Simpenis is a Milsed Leshrich. But once you have to ask her until Hagoaz Hazman, so maybe you extend it until the Chuppe because of Simpenis also. But if it is a situation where you don't have to make it a takone altogether, even up to Hagoaz Hazman, so then there is no isa for an aruse to eat in truma. וכך תורה הטעם ביורה, שהוא יקרא דומה, ויש ספורם דגרסה, הוכה עד שתיכונס לחופה משום דאורה ומשום סימפה. ופיזה מיכה. So there is a גרסה in the Gemara, it says, אבלומו שהיומו חכמי, הרוסו בס ישראל נחלס בתרומה עד שתיכונס לחופה משום דיולה ומשום סימפה. So then it's explicitly mentioned in the Gemara that in other words the Tule is the basic term, but once we can apply the term of Ule, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira is made that we extend it because of the time of Simpen as well. Uktsas kosh, doma bisamuch, iki benai kibir mosa vihoach. Bimosa v'holach l'mandoma mishum d'ule leke, because he was meiseya, the bas to the shluchei abal. So then it's not shayach to say timzei. Umishum simpei nike. So that tends to indicate that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira, there is no chosh of simpei. Because according to Rav Meshvin Aveine, so then there is the term of simpei also. ופירש הרב רמי שקושה מי קורמה הוקולה ישלדולה והיהי וסימפל כדברשתי. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira also says is chesis for simpel as a supplement to the Tamavul. And
die so wie zurück immer die mein beneier Lavi für Emes Schneeg Achschow du hast Chashino Lissimpe er für mich nur die Schöne Bolle vor ich Maulo nur ich habe Teime nicht mit der Ruhe ohne mich mit Simpe ich muss Simpe Na, kufjustes, pirisch akuntres, inifne forsches, vi koshe. Se kamme di prire i soma, schol kuntrinje sa tafso ove rabichene zakai. Gab ich koli mu beka li talgeles, bi givu a kese vata meizim sein verhat kikia. Tu, Handelt in Born Kikois. Wie Judah of Mone. Uvin Sinnes Akese, wat er meitze, Kuf Kikia. Wenn Moshe distributed the Kesev, at er meitze, Kuf Kikia. Meshe Rabchem Gane Foyo. Oi kufjuste sojo, oi ne boki bechashbeine sojo. So I call it rashis pshat kufjuste means a kidnapper. So he has no, doesn't make sense there. What is kidnapping to do with dishonest distribution of funds? Umayin yin ginef nifoshes lachisoren ashkolin. Lochin pirishraa de kufjuste es nisachem vikuvye a gambler. והודו אמר ברשיס רבי ואימא שלחים כי עולה השחד יקומו ליעקב למלוך וחיגן לפתו ויקביוסטס עתו שאתם מסיור מן השחד לפירוש הקונטרס ניחה because it means a kidnapper so a kidnapper is afraid lest he'll be caught but a gambler is not afraid because the state doesn't mind gambling. The state even encourages gambling sometimes. So why is he afraid with Amr HaShachar? Upeirish Rabbi Hananel Nami Yishlema the Odom Shemisachar Bikuvye too that the gambler is not afraid of the police. But he is afraid of the creditors. Rogelis of Neshim Harbe Vinitna Mifne. Now, Ben Bagbag rejects the Kal Vachomer in respect to the Rabbanon by Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Why? Because he says, we cannot learn out the Kalachina of Isha from Evet, just as by Evet and by Shifach Nainis, we are not Chish for Simpein, so by Isha we shouldn't be Chish for Simpein either. That was Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira's Kalachina, because by Evet and by Shifro, so the term of Simpein is not Shayach. Imun Shebigolu. So kochozole, emun shebisei seah, so sababikibeo. So, maikol meimar, nin tzoganev, oikov yustes. So, yigi, mai amret amsal, mai amret list mizuyen lichtu mauchus, hanekalis, lkolisle. So Rashi explains, since it has a call, if he's a convict, so then it has a call, so he takes notice. So the Rikeach is presumed to have taken notice of the fact that the Eved is a convict. A convict. Or a list of Mizuyen. So Shavari Kibel. Vikoshel Ram Letam,
die Ferika Mecha Peri, Soma Behedje, Listen Isuyen und Michtel Mauchus, Ich, Ruven Sol, den Evet, Shinen, and then he finds out that the Evet sold to him. Shimon finds out he's a Listen Isuyen, he's armed, he carries a weapon, or he's a convict. So he can say, the Mecha can say, So Hanukkah is like, so Soba, so in other words, so the Likiach can say to the Mecha, Harei Shaloch Lefanecho. So in other words, so we do not say Soba Vikibel. You can say, Harei Shaloch Lefanecho, I don't want such an Evet who is a convict. What can I do with him? So that's contrary to the contrary to Rashi's pshat. Umforsham netam koli isli v'lo yishriche v'lo yichoshlo yisimpe. Not like Rashi. Kivin do yishriche. All right, but Rashi's pshat is difficult from that Gemara. It seems to be contrary to Gemara of Basra. So Rabbi Eliyahu Mikayim Pirshak Vintras. Deicha di kibir amicha mo'eis amrinon mit libolak ha-wikeyach. Kib nesinas ha-mo'eis han mumim di islu kore in kein soba v'kibir. Soba v'kibir. If the wikeyach already got paid from the wikeyach, if the Mecha already got paid from the Rekiah, Rekiah already gave him the money, so then we say that inasmuch as the Rekiah was not Beidik, so, and it doesn't require a lot of research, you know, investigation. So, I mean, just with a brief inquiry, he could find out, so that, and he didn't do even that, so it's a raya, he doesn't care. But even if the Eved is a convict, or he carries a weapon, so he still is willing to accept him as an Eved, because after all, it has a call. So if he had made any inquiry, a superficial inquiry, he would have found out. The fact that he didn't even make a superficial inquiry indicates that he doesn't mind if the Eved is a convict or carries a weapon. V'hodo omalei harei shaloch lefanecho. The Lekiach can say to the Mecha, I don't want him, it's a mekachtoes. Ma'ere keidim shenosna Lekiach mois. וקצת משמה כן, הוסם דיפורך ולאי מאמיץ מחברי אולי וראיה, אל ממשמה דרכייך מוזיק. בקייך מוזיק. Kibir Mosa Vihoach. Pirisha Kuntres. Kibir Mosa Vihoach. Kleina Mosa Ov Vishluchi Abar. Oishahoch Vishluchi Ov Vishluchi Abar. So according to the Talmud Vule Nachayach, Shematim Zik. But the time of Simpanis is still Shaykh. Vikoshe, the Mashma Hoche, the Mosal Shluchi Abal, Hashino Visimpe,
ופרקנאושן איספציסו אמר רב מסירוסו וחי רב ותרומן משמעת משום סימפי לקר למי חש נא רב רבסס אמר רבסס איף it was nimsar to the shluchi if the ishe was already nimsar the shluchi abal so then she has a din like in Yisur even in respect to Truma after Truma that she can start eating Truma mashma the mishum simple lemechas that even according to the time of Simpin, it's not Chayach, when the Isha was turned over to the Shluchei Abal, because when she's turned over to the Shluchei Abal, so the Baal made sure that he should invest Bibedika for Mumin, in other words, through his sister, through his mother, and so on. And here the Gemara is saying that only our liberty Ule, from the point of view of Ulestam, so if the Isha was turned over to Shluchei Abal, so we are not Cheshi Shematimzik. But from the point of view of Sinpenes, we are still Cheshi. The Kachnir Liforesh, the Mosav Hola Chod Milsi, Vore Perushi. מוסרוב לשלוחי הבעל וולה גם הוא ימורם ויהיו ככה שינוי סימפין that's not two separate things Rashi says that it is two separate things מוסר is one case And Horach is another case. And he says, it's the same case. V'apirish, Mosarov l'shluchei abal. And V'ola gamul moel. Not as Rashi explains, oi, 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 Horach. V'ola gamul moel. V'yilkach, chayshinu l'simpe. Doz lo batkinu l'ashtei b'beise. Avl misira de hosom. מייק שלא יורח עם מוהם דיורס בודק לא מיד I don't think I should start the next piece of Gemara because then I'll have to stop in the middle okay so alright so for next Sunday, so you should go over on the Gemara up to Bisirin and Biputa. But go over the sugya in Shavuos very carefully with the Tesis in Shavuos there too. Bedina. My time in Bishamai, Omar Abzere, Shechinisho Matpedes al Atzmo, Veimiskadeshes Bipochas Medina. So according to Abzere, the reason as to why Bishamai require a minimum of a dinner for Kedushin is because the reason is the Nisho does not want to turn herself over in marriage with less than a dinner. So it's a question of Umdre. Omre Abaye Elomato King Bante de Rabianai, the Kavdana of Shaye, the Limikache Bipoches Mushaveprote. The daughters of Rabbi Yannai, they were very proud and they wouldn't allow themselves to be turned over in marriage with less tentar kevili dimre, shleisha kabim dimre, shleisha kabim dimre. Therefore, says something interesting. He says, it's not mistaber that Rabbi Yana's daughters were so proud. So he says the right girsay is Bante di Yanai, not the Rab Yanai. And it is referenced to Yanai HaMelech. And then he mentions the Gemara in Yume that Yanai HaMelech received a lot of bribery from people, in order to get appointments. So Yanai HaMelech was very affluent, he had a lot of money. So the daughters of Yanai HaMelech were accustomed, you know, to a high standard of ruling, to a lot of money. So maybe they were so proud, they wouldn't turn themselves over in marriage to anyone unless that person gave them 3 kavim of dinner. But not Chas v'Shalom, the daughters of Rabbi Yana. Why should we meet us against the daughters of Rabbi Yana? All right, whatever. Ramatok in Bantai, the Rabbi Yana, or the Yana, the Kavdan and Afshaye, when we mikache, the Pochas Mikar for the Dimre, or Chaname, the Poshte Yodo, the Kiblo, Chad Zuze, Miecho, Mache, or Chaname, the Avidushin. So in other words, Abaye assumed that Rabzeire is saying in Mishamai that in view of the fact that the average woman is makpedes not to give a consent for Gdushin with less than a dinar. So Mele, even if a woman says explicitly, I want to be Mekodeshes to you for a prote, she's not Mekodeshes either. So then, a very strange conclusion could be drawn that the daughters of Rabbi Yanai of Yanai, so even if they sins normally, they are makpides, not to turn themselves over in marriage with less than tarkibri dinre. So even if they stretch out their hands for less, they shouldn't be mikodeshes. And what is the swore in that? Ochanami li poshti yod mi kibu chad tzu de macha, ochanami li dushin. Oma rei, Sarab Zira says, poshti yod vi kibu oi ka mine, ki ka mine di ki cho belayro, iname di shav yeshriach. Sarab Zira said, I didn't mean that according to Bishamai, even if poshti yod, so, she's not the Gedeshes. I said that according to Bishamai, if it's Balayro or Shav Yeshliach, well, we don't know what her intention is, so Minastam, she's not willing to give her consent. Now here there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, so when Rab Zeira says, Poshto yoda vikiblo loikamine, poshto yoda vikiblo loikamine, kiko amine di kicho belayro iname di shav yeshliach. So he has reference not only to the case of poches midina, arunid bishamai, but even to Bante de Rabbi Yanai too. So he's saying, Eino chaname, Bantai de Rabbi Yanai, if he gave her the kesef gdushin, balayo, or she appointed the shliach, and the baal gave the shliach less than tarke with the dimre, so she wouldn't be mekodeshes. Tesis is chilek, and Tesis says, insofar as Bantai de Rabbi Yanai is concerned, so that's something that is peculiar to Bante Rav Yanai, the average woman is not interested in such an astronomical, you know, sum of money. So even Bante Rav Yanai, in the case of Balayro and Shavya Shliach, so we say, inasmuch as the daughters of Rav Yanai, know themselves that this caprice, you know, for an astronomical sum of money is peculiar to themselves, and the average woman does not have such ambitions to get the target in Dimre, in Gdushin. So Mele, when she appoints a shliach and she doesn't spell out to the shliach, listen, be sure to accept a minimum of target in Dimre. The fact that she didn't say it, or if she accepts it Balayla and she doesn't say to the Mikadesh, listen, only if you are giving me now Targum Lidimre, the fact that she accepted it Stam, she appointed the Shliach Stam, indicates that this time she is not Makperes on Targum Lidimre. Mashein came, less than a dinner, really Bishama, in as much as this is the disposition of the average woman. Some mele in Ochaname, even Balayro, when an appointed a shliach. So we say she does not want to be Mikudeshes for less than a dinner. And we don't say, why didn't she spell it out? Why does she have to spell it out? That's the umdene of the average woman. You see, that's the machlokes between Rashi and Tefes. Tage ve shleisha kabi, di din rezuvi, di shavi shliach ve kabi du shel, ve lo imu labo, bichamo, ubante di Rav Yanai, name yisho ve shliach ve avi gdushin ve tage ve dinai. So on that point, in taste was Israel. Now let's see the taste. Shachinisho makperes alatsma. Kosal kadaitoch, the Rav Zeira filled with Poshto Yoga with Kiblo Koma, Dein Mekudeshes, Hoi Lo Gilo Lehakpit, Al Dina Mishun Dichsiv, Kesef Bikro, U Gabelido Lichoshev Kesef, El Odovo Osher Gilo Bilhakpit, U Mshimhoche Bante de Rav Yanai, Sher Gilus Lehakpit Al Tarko Yedimre, Och Namelo Yiskatsho Bidine Arafil Poshto Yoga with Kiblo, Poches mitarkev lichoshekes legabei, des vat mistaber vein zuzlore, um mishane, poshto yoroi kamini, da afilu vipruto yis mskadeshes, di kesef krenebei, ki kamine di kitcha balaylo, iname di shav yeshliyach, uvorochem, have kikti bishama yi bisiru masnissen, upirish hakontras di bante di Rav Yanai, heiche di shav yeshliyach lehavi gdushin, אלא דווקא ביטל כבדידין לביקושה דימקין עשת את דבריך לשיעורים כאילו דאזנינם בוסק לחס ויחס לפי דייטו תחייגב מפה ופרקם להגיד מפרקס סבטים כלבר יושב ונראה דורך פרח אלא מעתק אם בנת את רב ינאי וחיתאי מלכנם נזכת שפוחס מקרב לדין ראה אם כאילו עשת את דבריך לשיעורים דיבנת את רב ינאי משום שנעשיר איס
לא מסקד שבפורס מתארק ולדינרי, ואחרס מסקד שבדינר. ומשנה פושטו יודו לא יקמין על דיגול סובדייטו דין מקפדס, ומסקדשס אפילו בשובת פרוט. The fact that she didn't spell it out, her capricious desire, so shows that this moment she's not Makberis. Because if she had been motivated by the regular capricious ambition, then she should spell it out. Goldsmith, I didn't make better, but I just have to show up with it. Kiko amine di kitcha belailo. In amine di shav yeshliach. Dor skulum shoveis. Di pochas medine ayin miskadeshes. Vozen yitzim chol shoan oshim. Den yede is. Shal yitnu yishliach elok mo yishon oshim. So there's the machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. In other words, when Rav Zeira says, Poshto yodo v'kibu el kamine, that she is mekudeshes, ki kamine v'kitcha balayro, nam shav yishliach. So according to Rashi, kitcha balayro shav yishliach, so she's not mekudeshes alibi b'shamay with rest and edinah, and similarly, she's not mekudeshes by banta de rabbiana with rest and Tarkev Lidinre, and according to Teisves, so by Kitcha Balayla and Shav Yishliach, so only by with less than a dinner she's not to Gedeshes, but by Bantad Rabbianai, less than Tarkev Lidinre, she is to Gedeshes. The fact that she didn't spell it out indicates that at this moment she doesn't care for a Tarkev Lidinre. Alright, now that's very simple. So that's Rav Zeira's stuff. Rav Yosef gives another time for Bishamai's thing. Rav Yosef former Tamayud Bishamai kid Rav Yude Omar Ravasi. The Omar Rav Yude Omar Ravasi. Kol Kesef Omo Beteiro Kesef Tzure. Vishal Divreyem Kesef Medine. This is a difficult piece of Gemara, especially Rashi's pshat. Kol kesef omo b'teiro kesef tzure. In pirish kolim have a shekel tzure. V'im stam have a madbeir ha-pchuso shebitzure. Now Rashi here is miforesh kol kesef om b'teiro kesef tzure according to the maskone of the Gemara as to the pshat and Ravasi. But this is not in conformity to the pshat and Ravasi's din the way Rav Yosef applies it, we'll soon see. We shall devour Kesef Medina, we come with Forashla. Kesef Medina Shmini Shebi Kesef Tzure. Vim Zela Hu Shmini Shebi Zela Tzure. Vim Dina Hu Shmini Shebi Dina Tzure. Hilkach, now is Miforash Ravasis Membre, the way Rav Yosef understands it, and the way Rav Yosef applies it to Bishamai's Din. Hilkach, that's why Bishamai say dina, because in view of the fact
country, Syria, that was a very industrial city in ancient times, the time of Matan Torah, it was the industrial city, Tyre. So Tyre, Phoenicia, that's Phoenicia. So that was the most industrial and commercial city in the time of Matan Torah. So they had a very good currency system. So when the Torah was given to the Jewish people, so whenever the Torah said kesef, what kesef did it have reference to? The kesef that was current in Tyre, in Phoenicia, because that was the most developed industrial commercial city at the time of Matan Torah. So Rav Yosef assumed not only Kesef Kotzuf has reference to the Kesef that is current in Phoenicia, in Tyre. Any Kesef, even if it's not Kesef Kotzuf. The Maskona of the Gemara is only Kesef Kotzuf, but Rav Yosef assumed any kesef mentioned in the Torah has reference to the kesef that is current in Phoenicia. Now I'm sorry, I mean I said the first Rashi, in Pirish Kolim Haveshek Utsure, Vim Stam Hamabea Pusish Bitsure, I said before, that's according to the Maskona of Gemara. No. Because according to Maskona of Gemara, it has reference only to Kesef Kotzuf. Here, Rashi does not say Kesef Kotzuf. In Pirish Kolim Haveshek Utsure, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. All right. So, Vim Stam Hamabea Pusish Bitsure. So, Hilkach, Pruta Emotzes Lemeima, Lefi Shishon Necheshis, and Ubitzura Madbea Shon Necheshis Lech. And in Tzura, in Phoenicia, in Tzeya, at time of Matan Torah, they didn't have any copper Madbeas. Whether they had it later on or not is not important. It's only, the important thing is, whether at time of Matan Torah they had copper coins or not. But the fact is, the time of Matan Torah, Tzeya, did not have copper coins. Not have copper coins. So Mele, according to Bishamai, inasmuch as they didn't have copper coins, the time of Matan Torah in Tzeya, so the Kesef of Dushin, Bishamai also agree with the Gzereshover of Kiche Kiche Mizdeyefchei. So that means that Kesef is mentioned like Abig Dushin because of the Arfuse of the Gzereshover. But Bishamai don't agree with Bisir, you see. So the way the Ramban and the other Rishonim explain, in other words, what is it? The Gemara is the Kashe. Does it mean that Rav Asi mentions his din alibi de Bishamai? No, Rav Asi mentions the din alibi de Kulam. So then the Gemara says Rav Asi's reference to Kesef Kotzuf. So the question is, and what's the shita of Rav Yosef? So the Ramban says that Rav Yosef agrees that Rav Asi is reference to Kesef Kotzuf. But Rav Yosef says, and that point is the machlokes between Bisham and Bisir. According to Bisir, so this halacha of kol kesef omo b'teiro, kesef tzure is limited only to Kesef Kotzuf. Is limited only to Kesef Kotzuf. But according to Bishamai, Rav Yosef says, it's not limited only to Kesef Kotzuf. Even even if it's not Kesef Kotzur. But one difference, if it's Kesef Kotzur, then it means a seller. Then it means a seller, you see, if it's Kesef Kotzur. That's why I said, I mean, so, in Pirish Koyim HaVeshekel Tzur at first, because that's the maskona of the Gemara. But here the Rashi emphasized in Pirish Koyim HaVeshekel Tzur. In other words, according to Rav Yosef, so Bishamai say that even if it's not Kesef Kotzur, so it means Kesef Tzur. So then Bishamai should say, a seller, not a dinah. A seller is for dinah. Why? So that's what Rashi says, in Pirish Koyim HaVeshekel Tzur. True, that according to Rav Yosef, so Bishamai applied the aloche of kol kesef omo bateir or kesef tzure even to a case where it's not kotzur bateir. It's not kotzur bateir. But there is one difference, you see. If it is kesef kotzur, so then it means a shekel, even if the Torah doesn't spell out shekel. As long as the Torah spells out the number, chamishim, even if the Torah wouldn't say chamishim shkol, so it would still be shkol, it'd be shkol. But when it's not kotzur, so then it's, according to Bishamai, it still means kesef that was current in Phoenicia at the time of Matan Torah, in Tzur. But if it's not kotzur, just kesef stam, so then it doesn't mean shkolim. But if it says shekel, then it means shekel b'tzur. Shekel of Tzur. Alright. Hilkach. Pruteri motzis lemeima. Uvi shishon cheishes. Uvi tzure mabir shon cheishes leke. Uvi gdushin kesef ksiv. Dokicha kicha yue. Even though it's not kotzuf. It doesn't say how many kesef. One kesef. Two kesef. Three kesef. Kesef. No number. So, but according to Rabbi, he says, according to Bishamai, even if it's not Kesef Kotzur, Kesef Stam also has reference to Kesef Tzure. But which Kesef Tzure? Which Kesef? So here, Rashi involves a difficulty. So then we should say, which Kesef Tzure? Because inasmuch as if at the time, suppose at the time of Matan Torah there would be copper coins in Tzur, in Tzur. So then Bishamai would agree that he put it. But the reason as to why Bishamai cannot agree with Bishamai, he put it because at the time of Matan Torah there were no copper coins. Put it is a copper coin. Copper coin. So then it should be the smallest silver coin that was current in Tzeir, in Phoenicia, at the time of Matan Torah. The smallest silver coin that was current at the time of Matan Torah was the more. Esrim Gil, the Torah mentions, in connection with the Machtes HaShekel, Esrim Gil HaShekel, Umtagaminon Esrim Moi. So that was the smallest silver coin that was current in Tzeir at the time of Matan Torah. So then the Shammai should require a more. But why do the Shammai require a dinar? A dinar is the equivalent of six moi. Sheish moi is be dinar. Oh, that's the difficulty that is involved in Rashi's pshat. So let's see how Rashi explained.
וביצורם הביר של נחש הסלטי, ובקדושין כסף כסיף, דו כיחה כיחה גמירה, זו וחיבן דאפיקטי מפרוטה, אל ממידה דחשיב אסבויה, ויקמי ידינה.
Well, that involves a difficulty.
Monefshech. Rashi implied that even at the time of Matan Torah, there had been kappa coins in Tzoya, so then Bishara would agree with Bisilel that it is a prute. The only reason as to why the Achilikam Bisilel is because at the time of Matan Torah there was no kappa coin current in Tzoya. But there was a silver coin which was current at the time of Mantor in Tzoya, which was much smaller, 1/6 of a dinar. So Rabbi Shammai required just a more wire dinar. So Rashi says, that's the kasha of Baruch Rashi. V'chibu da'afikte mi prute, al memide d'chshives boy. D'chshives boy, in as much as the Torah mentions kesef regarding kedushin. Where does the Torah mention kesef regarding kedushin? In the Gzer Shoveh of Kirche Kirche. Mizdeyefrein, and by Zdeyefrein, the Torah mentions kesef atzodeh kachmimen. So that means that kesef is mentioned in connection with kedushin. Now, so that means that the Torah, even though Bishamai agree that generally the minimum of Momain is Prote. Let's say, in Kolatekul, there's a Shia Prote. Bishamai are not chilek in regard, let's say, to the Aloche of let's say, Shios Dayon in the Prote, Chomish Prote say in the Mishneh Azov. Bishamai agree with that. They are only chilek in respect to Kedush. But generally speaking, Kotei Kule, they agree with Bisil that the minimum of Momain is a Prote. Here the Torah says, no, Prote is not enough. We require Kesef. So why does the Torah say Prote is not enough? Because the Torah is Makpedes, obviously, because the Torah is Makpedes, that here we should have a Momain of Chshives. Not just money. Let's say in Kolatei Kule, Bishamai agree with Bisila that the prut is enough, because we don't require, the Torah is not makpid and moment of chshives. But here the Torah says kesef, not just money, but moment choshev. Since by mentioning kesef in respect to kedushin, so the Torah indicated that here the Torah is makpid and momin choshu, because otherwise the Torah wouldn't even mention kesef. So if it has to be choshu, so the smallest silver coin is not momin choshu. What is the momin choshu? Only a dinah. Why a dinah? Yes, and more not. I mean, what's the getter? So obviously, because with the dinar at the time of Matan Torah, you could buy substantial food. It had substantial purchasing power. Mashenkin more at the time of Matan Torah, even though it was a silver coin, but did not have substantial purchasing power. So that's why a more is not Momin Choshuv, and dinar is Momin Choshuv. Now the question is against Rashi, and that in effect is part and parcel of the Kasha by the Rishani against Rashi. Monefshech, if the fact had been
that silver coin, a copper coin, had been current in Seir at the time of Mamtor, so then Bishamai would say that it's a pote, even though pote is certainly not Mamchoshuv. So why now that the fact is that in Seir there was no copper coin current in time of Mamtor? So why should Bishamai require a dinner and not a moe? Why? Because the moe is not Mamchoshuv. Dinner is, but pute certainly is not a mamon choshuv. And if, and Rashi himself says that if a copper coin had been current in say at the time of Bantor, then a pute would be enough, even though it's not choshuv. So who says it has to be mamon choshuv? The answer is the fact that the Torah mentioned in the Xereshove Keset the Gabi Kedushin, that advises us that Kedushin requires Momo Choshu. Not like Kolate Kule, just Momo, not Momo Choshu. What does Momo Choshu mean? Well, it has Momo that has substantial purchasing power. As a matter of fact, the Shita of the Sma is, that even on Ribbi Bisira, that the put is enough, but Bisman Hazeh, you couldn't be Mikadish and Nishe. You couldn't be Mikadish and Nishe with the put. It has to be substantial enough to buy substantial food with it. When Rav Moshe Feinstein got married, and that was, you know, in the year of the revolution, of the Bolshevist revolution, so he couldn't get a ring. I mean, the universal practice throughout the generations was to be mikdash with a tabaz. I mean, not that al p'din you have to do that, but it was impossible to get a ring. He tried very hard to get the ring, a cheap ring, he couldn't, because it was right after the Bolshevist revolution. So then, his father, Rav David Feinstein, the Rav of Starobin, so a great uncle of mine, so he told Rav Moshe that he should be mikdash with a coin. What coin? The coin that was current in Russia, a ruble. So Rav David told Rav Moshe to use 2 rubles. Why? Because of the Sma Shite. The Sma said, Bisman Hazeh. So with the Pute, it cannot be Mikadish and Nisha. It has to be substantial enough to be able to buy substantial food. Let's say, in other words, if you buy with that coin, you can buy enough food to satisfy your hunger. That means it has substantial purchasing power. But if with that coin you can only buy a small piece of chewing gum, so that, then it does not have substantial purchasing power. So in order to be sure that it has substantial purchasing power, he told Rav Moshe to use 2 rubles. With 2 rubles he could have bought a whole meal in those days, in 1917. So that is the shite of the Sma, that even according to Bisira, who do not require dinner, only Prute, still Bisman Hazeh, Prute cannot be used, let's say a penny, or a groschen, you know, in Poland, could not be used for Dushin, because it doesn't have substantial purchasing power. So I'm mentioning it as something similar. So this is what Rashi is saying. If the Torah had not mentioned Kesef in the Gzeirah Shavah regarding Kedushin, I would say there is no halacha of Momen Choshuv. And what Momen Choshuv? Momen Choshuv means enough money to that has substantial purchasing power. So, but since the Torah mentions Kesef regarding Kedushin, to tell us that the pot is not enough. In Kolater Kule, wherever money is required, let's say she was Dayonim, wherever, so Bishamay will be saying the pot is enough. So why Kedushin is different? Because by Kedushin, the Torah is not paid. It shouldn't be just money. But money Choshev. What does it mean, money Choshev? What does it mean, money Choshev? Substantial money. Money that is so substantial that it has substantial purchasing power. You could buy substantial food with it. Substantial food. So, some mele, the smallest silver coin at the time of Matan Torah, more was not enough. Because a mor is not choshev, does not have substantial purchasing power. What had substantial purchasing power at the time of Matan Torah? A dinner. V'chim da'afikti mipute al nemuiz d'chshivez boye o'ikmiu adinera k'dere kam. Gufe, Omar Avyudu, Omar Abasi, Kol Kesef Omu Bateiro, Kesef Tzure, Vishal Divreihem Kesef Midinehem. Uklalohu, here is the difficulty mark. Vaitaine Dixiv, Ki Yitin Yishal Reyu Kesef Ekeu Nishmeir. ותנען שווס ראיונים התיינו שתי כסף ואידי שווה פרוטה. Now, when you go over this Gemara, you have to remember one thing. You can't go over the Gemara without taking notice the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Now, the Mishnah says שווס ראיונים התיינו שתי כסף ואידי שווה פרוטה. But there is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that kfirak requires shtei kesef. Shtei mois. Now what does shtei kesef mean? Not shnei dinarim. Because if it meant dinarim, dinar is loshen zohar. So the Mishnah should say shnei kesef. The fact that the Mishnah uses Loshen Nekeivo, Shtei Kesef. So it's a raya, the Shtei Kesef is reference to Mois, Mois Loshen Nekeivo, Shtei Mois. So according to Rav, the Kfira Sataine has to be Shtei Kesef. So maybe the Taine has to be at least Shtei Kesef plus Pute. And according to Shmuel, so the Taine, the original Taine, the very outset, has to be Shtei Kesef. And the Kfira can be even a Prote. That's the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Even though, generally, so whenever there is a Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, so Hilchasi Kishmuel Bidine, but here all the Rishonim pasken like Rav. Like Rav. Alright, but the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel as to whether when the Mishnah says, Shvuas Hayonim Atayinu Shtei Kesef, what it means, the time at the very outset has to be shtikesef, and the kfira can be even a pote. That's what Shmuel says, and according to Rav, so it means that the kfira's time has to be shtikesef, and the time in the mail has to be at least shtikesef plus pote. Putnam shvus ayon matayme shtikesef vaidoy eshove pote. So what's the kasha? According to Rashi, yes, it's very, very difficult, the kasha. Now, according to Rashi, so this kasha requires an extra explanation, because according to Rashi, the smallest matbeye current in Tzure, in Tzeya, at the time of Matan Torah was in Mor. So what's the kashas? On the contrary. So this din, the Mishneh, is in conformity to Rav Asa's din memory. That's why it says, Shtei Kesef Tei Tumois. Nothing wrong with that. So what's the kashas of the Gemara? So the kasha of the Gemara is, but here the Mishnah says, there the Torah says, ki yit nishal reyu kesef for kelim lishne. So it says kesef. It doesn't say shtei kesef, ki yit nishal reyu shtei kesef or kelim lishne. But it says, ki yit nishal reyu kesef for kelim lishne. Just kesef. So why does the Mishnah require two moys? Obviously, that kesef doesn't mean just the smallest silver coin of Tzur. Because if kesef in the Torah would mean the smallest silver coin current in Tzeya at the time of Matan Torah, then the Mishnah should say, Shvuas Rayonim, Moachas. Not, why did it say Shtei Mois? So obviously, when the Torah says Kesef doesn't mean silver coin. Kesef means money. So then, how much money? So it's Mosach HaKosov HaChom. So here the Chachamim decided that it has to be two mois, but kesef doesn't mean a specific coin. Kesef means money. How much money? So in one case it means that much of money, and in another case it might mean something else. Who decides? Motzachos v'chachom. Masakas v'chacham. But according to Rav Asa, so when the Torah says kesef, it means this the smallest coin of silver current in Tzeya. So then Shvus Dayanim should require only one more, not shtei mois. This is Rashi's pshat. Very complicated. Oh, very tiny Rashi. Shorim tines chaver. Umach binis. Oh. Im hedem mikzas dechsiv ki yiten ish. We all of Ksiva Shayima Kuze, Yafnumine, Shamedi Mikzas Yishba, the Nikola Bayus of some Ksiva, Dashin Yishwa, Utnan, Shwa Zayon, mainly the Pochis, the Tanish, the Mois Kesset, Upluni Borav Shmuel, Rabama Kfirash the Kesset, Shmuelama Taina Atmosh the Kesset, Vafu Kofa Bola Prote, Oy hoyde bi prote khaye מכל מוקים מדיקטון אשתי כסף, שממינו קרון, לאו דווקא כסף קומה, אלא המומיני בעל מקופית, וכיבו שלי פיריש כמה לימוס רק עושה לך חונים, וליקום לרבונם להשבוי לביבות המאוחה, די קרו דווקא כסף כסיב, מי דימוי הימדי הפחוסה שביצורי מישתי מינו אלוהו, שתי מינו אלוהו, So be shame if we say there is no general claw that kesef means a certain coin. Then you understand, kesef means money. And how much money? So that was nimsal hacham. But if we say that kesef means a specific coin, so why the hacham say two mois? So the Gemara gives the Teretz, Hosom Dum Yedikele, that Lo Elom Kesev doesn't mean money. Kesev generally means a specific silver coin. What is the specific silver coin? The smallest silver coin current in Tzeir at the time of Matan Torah. At the time of Matan Torah. So Mimele, that is immoral. That is immoral. But why do the Chachamim say tumores? That's because there is a special Zosakosufi test that be two. Because the Mirikei, Ma Kelim is Lashon Rabbi, Shnayim, Av Kesef Shnayim. Now, Uma, but as far as Kesef is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether you have two small coins, so you have one single coin that is the equivalent value of two coins. So, makil shnayim af kesef shnayim, uma kesef davochoshuv, af kelim davochoshuv. Now let's see the Rashi. Ohay gasino, uma kesef davochoshuv, af kelim davochoshuv. Why does Rashi say Hoche Kasino? Because the main Gersa was something else in this world. And Rashi rejected the main Gersa. The main Gersa was Hosom Dum Yedikeli, Ma Kelim Shnayim Af Kesef Shnayim, Uma Kelim Dovachoshuv, Af Kesef, Af Kol Dovachoshuv. Is Uma Kelim Dovachoshuv, Af Kesef Dovachoshuv, Af Kesef Dovachoshuv, Af Kesef Dovachoshuv. That was the main Gersi. But Rashi rejected that Gersi. And Rashi accepted another Gersi. Ma Kelim Shnayim Af Kesef Shnayim, Uma Kesef Dovachoshuv, Af Kelim Dovachoshuv. Now Rashi, now there's the Gersi in our text. But Rashi, Ma Kesef Dovachoshuv, Af Kelim Dovachoshuv. All right, Hohe Gatsina. Uma Kesef Dovachoshuv, Af Kelim Dovachoshuv, Shiyu Shovim Shtei Kesef, Ulafukem Mandoma Hosom, Tuanu Shnei Machtin, Chalev Beidas Achasmen, Likach Yotsu Kelim, Limashei, Kelima she is howl became the whole show. Now here Rashi is mentioning a striking chiddush, because he says our Gemara is trying to negate the halacha mentioned in Shavuos that kelim even mashu is requires Shavuos even mashu. Who mentions that halacha in Shavuos daf mem? None other than Shmuel. None other than Shmuel. The same Shmuel who says that when the Mishnah says a tayna shtei kesef, it means tayna atzma shtei kesef, not kviro shtei kesef. Tefillah can be Pruta also. So the same Shmuel says that even Machti, if Ruvain says to Shimon, I gave you Bipikodin 2 needles, how much could 2 needles be worth? So then, and he's made a Bimikzas, and Shimon is made a Mikzas, he says, 1 needle you gave me, the other needle you didn't give me Bipikodin, so it's Chayavish. Why? Because the Torah spells out Kel. The Torah doesn't say Ki yitin ish el reyu kesef oy kelim chshuvim nishmer. The Torah says Ki yitin ish el reyu kesef oy kelim, any kelim. Nadavke a golden tray, needles. So in other words, so Shmuel learns out from the posik that the keile does not have to be the rachoshev. A keile does not have to be a the rachoshev. So now when the Gemara says, Hosam dumi the keile makilim shnayim af kesef shnayim uma kesef the rachoshev af keilim the rachoshev af keilim the rachoshev. So the Gemara is la'afuke mishmuel's din. La'afuke mishmuel's din of yilik yilikach yotzu kelim mikol shein. La'afuke. So in other words, how the Gemara does not accord with Shmuel's din. So with whom does he accord? If it doesn't accord with Shmuel, so it has to accord with Rav. As a matter of fact, all the Rishonim pasuk like Rav. But all the Rishonim say that while there is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel as to whether Taina Atzmo is the kesef or Kfiras, Kfire has to be the kesef, but this din of Shmuel, Rav is not chilek. It's not mentioned in the Gemara in Shavuos that any Amir is chilek on Shmuel's din that he learns out from the fact that the Torah says kelim, and the Torah doesn't say kelim chshuvim, kelim gdelim, kit nishoreyu kesef oy kelim, any kelim, even machtim. So Rav is not chilek on that din of Shmuel. Rav is not chilek on the din of Shmuel. Mimele, ste teisves. All right. So all the Rishonim, not just teisves. All the Rishonim are chilek on Rashi, because Rashi says that the pshat in the Gemara, ma kesef de rochoshev af kelim de rochoshev, that machtinat. Machtinat, so all the Rishonim say no, even Machtin, and it's not inconsistent with this droshe of Makesel the Rochoshuv of killing the Rochoshuv, because Machtin, even Machtin is considered a Rochoshuv, no matter what the value is. Alright, but let's see Rashi. Hargasin. Umakes in the Rochoshuv, Afkel in the Rochoshuv, she shovim shakes him. שישון משתי כסף ולהפוקם מנדום הרוסום תואם ושני מחתין חייב בידועס אחס מהן לכך יוצאו כאילו מה שאין כלימה שישחל בכלים בכל שהוא. בדת מנדבר ישמוע. In the Gemara doesn't mention that anyone is chelik on Shmuel. So apparently Rashi Shita is Rav is chelik on Shmuel. I mean, why should Rav be chelik? What has this to do with the machlokes as to whether the Taina Atzmo is tikesef or Kfir Zal is tikesef? That's a kasha. But we have to say in Rashi, he says Lafuke Mishmuel. So Lafuke Mishmuel, so with whom will it accord with Rav? אבל זה מפורשים שהדינה הוא מדוע הפחוסה שביצוע. Not like Rashi's פשט, that the smallest silver coin in say at the time of Manitoba was more. No. The smallest silver coin current in say at the time of Manitoba was a dinah. ופרחי. So then, according to the Rabbi Seif, the Rabbi Seif of Rashi, the Pshat in Rabbi Seif is very simple. So that's why Bishamai say, Kedushin requires a dinar, because the Torah mentions in the Gezeirah Shoveh Kesef, and according to Bishamai, Kesef is Madbeya Pchusa Shebitzure, and what was a dinar? So it's very simple. What is the kasha of the Gemara? The kasha of the Gemara is monefshech. If kesef means dinner, veya gabi pikodin, gabi made by mikzaz, the Torah says kesef, ki yitin ishal reyu kesef hui keilim lishmer kesef. So it should also be dinner. It should also be dinner, two dinarim. But now, why does the Mishnah say two more? There's the cash. I said in the fellowship, Shadina will not be a person should be true. Upirchem will finish the kesef she moist. Viterutze, so the cash is, why does the Mishnah say, Shtei kesef lo shnei keivo, which means shtei moist? The Mishnah should say, Shnei kesef, to dimrim, to dimrim. Viterutze, מה כלים דבר חשוב? אף כסף דבר חשוב. So the Gemara says, הוסם דמי לכלים. מה כלים שניים? אף כסף שניים. ומה כלים דבר חשוב? אף כסף דבר חשוב. So the drosha of אף דבר חשוב is to reduce the value of the כסף. It doesn't have to be dinar, but a more is enough. But there has to be two more. Ulidi kashe bituve. I mean, that pshat is much, much simpler than Rashi's pshat. But Rashi has a number of times against the pshat. Chode dim kein, the chol kesef om vatero dinaru, היחסי אחרי קשה ומפקרי הוקרוסי קשה להשמיר מכיר עם שניים אף כסף שניים. Since the general rule is that כסף means dinner, so why do we say ligabe שבור of maybe במקצס that it means more? Because of a hekesh, ma kelim devachoshuv, of Kesev the Rochoshev. But after all, we need the Tekesh, we darshan from the Hekesh, Makilim Shnai, of Kesev Shnai. So how can we deduce from that Makilim the Rochoshev, of Kesev the Rochoshev? So in regard to this Taine, Teisves, Old Rishim say, Ein Hekesh Lemechzo. You can learn out from Hekesh more than one Allah. Void makim the Vachoshuv, Fichimacha the Vachoshuv, Fichimacha the Vachoshuv. Vambrin Hosom, Likachio Sakirin Mashu, Alma Lichshide Machti, Alma Lichshide Machti. So, what do Rishim say as to the second time in the Rashi? No, because Enochaname, Machat, Machat, even Yotzukir and Mashu, but Machat also has Chshivas. Any Kele has a very important function, even in Machat. So it has a very important function. With the Machat, you can make garments, all kinds of things, all kinds of godim you can sew with the Machat. You can accomplish so much with the Machat. So it's the Vachoshev. In money, so less than a dinner is not the head, is not Choshev. Less than himself and Moham is not Choshev. Mashenkin Nikele, so even if it's less than a Moham, it's still Choshev. Amr Shiva Machtim. They had the Amrin Hosa Mifre Makesev de Vachoshuv, Taflametes, Av Kirin de Vachoshuv, Vichesev Kiosel Hard Roshos, Taflametes. But there is a Girse in the Gemorin Dushin, which is also Makirin de Vachoshuv, Av Kesev de Vachoshuv. But the predominant Gersa in Gdushin was Makesev de Vachoshuv, Afkirin de Vachoshuv. Afkirin de Vachoshuv. Now, as far as this time is concerned, so Teisves and other Rishonim say, assuming that the right Gersa in Shvuas is Makesev de Vachoshuv, Afkirin de Vachoshuv, first of all, even that is not so certain. Because there's another Gersa in Shvuas also. But assuming that the right Gersa in Shvuas is Makesed Rochoshuv, Afkirin Rochoshuv, so it's no Kashi, has no bearing here. Because there the Gemara discusses the Droshe Alibe, the Gemara discusses the Droshe Alibe the Shmuel. Alibidi Shmuel. So Shmuel doesn't apply the Kesef to learn out that Kfiras Ataine has to be Shtei Kesef. Shtei Kesef. So Mimele he applies, so the purpose of Kesef in that Posik is to teach us Ma Kesef de Rochoshuv Afkirin de Rochoshuv. Mashenkin Aru Gimore goes a little bit Rav. Goes a little bit Rav. I mean, even Rashi admits that Aru Gimore goes a little bit Rav. So, according to Rav, so we couldn't learn out from Kesev. Because according to Rav, we learn out from Kesev that Kfir Atzmo requires the Kesev. So, Mele. So maybe the Tovachoshuv we have to learn out according to Rav, not from Kesev, but from Kelim. All right.